So I'm trying something different this time. I do spend a lot of time walking around my apartment talking to myself, but I generally do not record those conversations. But I'll try it this time. This is called Deus Ex Cardboard. And I spend a lot of time talking in our conversations. I'm the one who can't seem to shut up. And I talk about myself. I talk about people that aren't here. I tell stories. I talk about fears, hopes, dreams. I ramble and ramble. And it's almost always at the end of our conversations, but sometimes, every once in a while, it's not every time we talk, but every once in a while, I'll shut up just long enough and be quiet just long enough to hear what you have to say. And in that split second, I will catch this glimpse of you that absolutely destroys what I just thought was true about you. It will show me just how limited and small I thought you were, and how big you really are, except again, I'm just putting you in another box that doesn't fit you. They're gradually increasing boxes, but they're always too small. And every time I think I've got something about you figured out, you show me just how wrong I am. And it's exciting and it's beautiful, not necessarily because the details are so beautiful, not just because what I'm finding out about you is beautiful, but because the way that you are revealing yourself to me, these just quick bursts that blow the lid off the cardboard box I've stuffed you in and show just how small that box is compared to just how big you are. And it's exciting, because this has happened enough times that it's not about expecting it, it's knowing it. I don't think it's going to happen. It is going to happen. This is an attribute of you, that you are bigger than I think you are. You are more than you seem to be. And this is continuously true. It's gotten to the point where I'm not looking for your bounds anymore. I'm not looking for the extent of you. I'm not trying to map you out, because I don't know that that's possible. What I'm trying to do now is just explore the things you reveal to me. Because this is the great part. This is what's really fascinating. In these little glimpses where you show me so much about yourself. Well, it's not so much. It's just a little bit. In these little glimpses where you show me just a little bit about yourself. In that split second, I also find something out about me. I find out that I am not as small as I thought I was. That I don't fit in the box I thought I belonged in. That I am bigger than me. And that's exciting. And so now, when we talk, I talk about stuff that doesn't matter, and then find out how much it does. I talk about stuff that I don't think either one of us really care about, just to find out how much we both really do. It's just amazing. It's hard to not be drawn to these conversations. In fact, let me say that, you know, without so many negative words, I am drawn to these conversations. I am compelled. Whenever I find the chance to be in your presence, I demand your time. I can't even ask for it anymore. I need it. And not in a, I don't know, maybe it is a creepy way. Hell, I really couldn't tell you. And I don't even really care to figure it out. What I can tell you is, it is life-changing to talk to you. And not in these grand, everything about my life is suddenly different. Now my life's pretty much exactly the way it was 5 minutes ago, but something's different. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's too subtle for me to even identify. What I can tell you is I realize it It happens. It grows. It's like watching a flower bloom. It doesn't ever really happen. It just happens. There isn't an instant where before it wasn't blooming and now it is. It just blooms. So I watch these changes in me happen and I can attribute them back to you. I know the source. I don't know when exactly, but I know who. And that's, it's exhilarating. And I long for that. To see more of you, and in doing so, see more of me, and in doing so, see more of the world. See how things look through your eyes, how I look and how other people look, and that changes how I view these other people. Not necessarily to be identical to yours. I don't even know what that would mean. But I get this deeper perspective. And so now these things, these people that I thought were two-dimensional, suddenly aren't quite so two-dimensional. These other people that I thought were in boxes quite neatly suddenly don't seem to so neatly fit. And so as you start to change my mind about you, as you start to change my mind about me, in the same instant, you're changing my mind about the people around me. They have a richness and a quality and a beauty I did not expect and could never have found on my own. And it's interesting. It's fun. And I like it. And so as these changes happen, as I start to see the people around me differently, I realize it's changing my whole world. It is changing my view of the things around me, not just the people, not just the interactions, of it. So now the only thing that seems to matter is our conversations, because in those instants, those rare and fleeting moments where I only catch a glimpse, the whole broken mirror thing, where I'm only catching a tiny glimpse of you and of me and of people and the world, those tiny glimpses are all it takes to produce within me these incredible changes that I can't really trace back, but I know where they came from. It's amazing. And it's fulfilling, and it's satisfying, and it's joyful, and I long for it because I love it. I love to talk to you. I love to be in your presence. I love you. And every moment that we spend together, I love you more. And the knowledge that these conversations are just getting started, the knowledge that we have barely scratched the surface of you, of me, of the other people of the world, the knowledge that these things are just shadows of the things to come makes me so excited I don't even know how to contain it. I love you. And I am excited about this whole eternity thing, which I have caught so few glimpses of, I don't even know what to call it or how to classify it or what box to put it in. But I can tell you, if I've learned one thing from you, this whole eternity thing is big. And I'm really looking forward to it. I want to see that garden. I want to watch those flowers bloom. I want to be in your presence, and I want to talk to you. Thank you for all that you've given me and how small it is compared to what's in store. Thank you. I love you.